a lectionary-based Sunday school curriculum bringing all hearts to Jesus. Today's Bible background is for Year B, Fall, Week 9. The Big Idea. God restored what Job lost. The Lord can do anything. No one can keep him from fulfilling his plans, including his plan to save us through Jesus. Memory verse. Job 42:1-2a. Job replied to the Lord, "I know that you can do anything." Bible background. Today's passage includes Job's reply to the Lord and the Lord's restoration of Job's fortunes. Job says four things. First, Job affirms God's sovereignty, God's infinite authority over all things and people, and his power to do anything he plans. Second, Job reiterates the Lord's opening remarks from chapter 38. Third, Job marvels that he has seen and heard the Lord and lived. Finally, Job offers deep repentance to the Lord. Compare to Isaiah 6:5 and Luke 5:8. In response, the Lord's restoration of Job's fortunes results in five things. First, the Lord makes Job successful again. Second, the Lord gives Job twice as many possessions as before. Third, the Lord restores Job's family and friends who comfort and honor him. Fourth, the Lord gives Job seven more sons and daughters. His daughter's beauty is unsurpassed in the whole land. They are given part of his estate, making them equal to their brothers. Finally, the Lord gives Job extra decades of life to enjoy his children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. We don't know how often God allows Satan to forcibly and abruptly take everything from a believer, but we can be safe in understanding that it can happen. However, we do know that Jesus asks men and women, youth and even children, to be willing to voluntarily give up everything, family, friends, possessions, to follow him. We see this call clearly in the story of the rich young ruler. He was likable. Jesus liked him. In fact, Mark tells us that Jesus loved him. Jesus, however, shocks the wealthy young man by giving commands, "Go, sell, give, come follow me." Six words, five imperatives. The young man's mouth drops open, but nothing comes out. He is shaken. The gift of eternal life costs that much? Impossible. He turns around, tears in his eyes, stunned and grieving. The disciples, in their amazement, ask, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "With people, this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God." Mark 10:26-27. We have every reason to believe that the Lord can do anything. No one can keep him from fulfilling his plans, including his plan to save us through Jesus. This week, let's share that good news with the children. Some claim that a child's belief in God doesn't really count, but that's not the case. The Apostle Paul said to Timothy, "But I want you to continue to follow what you have learned and are sure about. You know the people you learned it from. You have known the Holy Scriptures ever since you were a little child. They are able to teach you how to be saved by believing in Christ Jesus." 2 Timothy 3:14-15. True, children can't understand everything about God, but neither can adults. There is nothing wrong with a child's incomplete concept of God or the Christian faith. After all, in 1 Corinthians 13:11, Paul says, "When I was a child, I talked like a child, I thought like a child, I had the understanding of a child." The Bible doesn't criticize a child's way of thinking. On the contrary, just before the story of the rich young ruler, Jesus says, "Let the little children come to me. Don't keep them away. God's kingdom belongs to people like them." Mark 10:14. For more information on our children's and adult curriculums, go to BibleStudyMedia.com.